Blog Talk Radio.
I never find my way.
Hello?
Yes?
Yeah, 910?
Hey, this is Sensei.
Sensei, how you doing?
What's up, man?
What's going on? Fill me in who you are. I'm lost a little bit.
I'm Sensei. You talked to me yesterday on the sidebar.
Okay. Regarding the holes and things?
Yeah, that's me.
Huh?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. What's going on with you, man?
Sure, man.
All right, I appreciate you, man. I forgot, man. See, this show keep me going, man. I be forgetting about so much stuff, man. How was your day today, brother?
Man, it was pretty good, man. Not my normal thing.
Okay. So where you from?
I'm from New York, actually.
New York? Okay. What part?
Brooklyn.
Who?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn? Okay. What part of Brooklyn?
Bed-Stuy.
Who?
Bed-Stuy.
Bed-Stuy. Okay. All right, yeah. What's up? You live in New York, or?
I'm here now, but I'm actually in the military, so I'm getting ready to ship off.
I can't hear you. Speak up a little bit.
I said, yeah, I'm here now, but I'm in the military, so I'm about to ship off soon.
Oh, man. What area of the military?
I'm Army.
Oh, okay. Ah, that military stuff, man. It's crazy. How old are you, man?
I'm 19.
Oh, yeah, you're still young. How long you have in there? You got a certain time in there, or you got long term?
I got, like... They didn't tell me, but I got to do a couple of tours. So I got to go over. Well, I got a deployment date. I'm shipping out at the end of October. So I go over there, I do my tour, and then I come back for like 6 months. And then I go back and do another tour.
Tours
are like that.
Yeah. Good luck with that, man. Hope everything turns out all right, man. It's a pretty risky job, man, being in the military, period, whatever branch of military it is.
Yeah.
So, anything you want to hear in particular? I don't know if I have it up here because, you know, I don't play everything up here, man. So, I mean,
nothing in particular. I mean, I'm just a fan of good music. So, if you got good music, let's hear it. You know what I mean?
Oh, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play the slow jams first, you know, and then I'm going to jump into like dance the other jams or whatever the case may be. So, you know, is that cool with you?
That's cool. It's good money.
I may play some things that you're not familiar with, you know. So, you got to excuse me for a minute. You know, I'm a fan of all genres of music from the back of the day till now. So, I'm going to switch it, hit all slow jams right now, and then I'm going to switch over to, you know, the hip-hop jams, you know. Call or mixing it up.
No doubt.
I actually meant to hit you up on your, I sent you a request on Twitter. I'm not on Twitter a lot. I'm not a big Twitter dude, so, you know, I'm on it when I can, but I gotta check it back in a minute, you know. I gotta get huge on that. When I go on Twitter, it be boring. That's why, I like to check whatever, and I leave because it'd be boring on Twitter to me. Nobody don't be talking really to me. I got, a lot of, you know, a couple of followers, it'd be whack. You catch me on MySpace more than you catch me on Twitter or even on Facebook.
No doubt. I'm more on Twitter and Facebook than anything else.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, Who's some of your favorite artists out there that you listen to right now?
My favorite artist right now?
Yeah.
That's kind of hard because, you know, I'm like a diehard Jay-Z fan. Like, Jay-Z is like my favorite artist ever.
Uh-huh.
But I got a lot of respect for all these new dudes that's coming out. Like, you know, the new boys or whatever. I got a lot of respect for them.
Okay. Yeah, so that's different. Well, as you know, they were here on the show not long ago. I had the new boys here on the show, and no. They, I don't know what day they're supposed to come back. I don't know what day it is. There's no day set, but they were on the show already. No.
Alright.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure you know I'll have a variety of guests here on the show that stop by, you know, for whatever.
And so I've seen.
Huh?
I said so I've seen. So I saw, you know, I had interviewed a lot of people.
Yeah, man. So yeah, and as a believe it or not, it's not easy interviewing those people. Sometimes I'm nervous as hell trying to, you know, talk interviewing those people. But you know, I manage to get through, and it becomes, you know, a successful show.
I see.
Hopefully one day I'll get Jigga over here. Hopefully one day I'll run into him and, you know, tell him, you know, stop by the show one day, you know. He's a hard dude to catch up with. I haven't ran into him in a while. The last time I actually saw him, I was over at BET, and you know, I ran into him, and you know, Bleak, and you know, all and the young guns. I ran into all of them over there at BET. I haven't been at BET in a while, so you know, that's been quite some time.
Wow.
All right, I gotta let me play this slow jam right here. Then I'm gonna go ahead and switch it over to some you know, dance tone music. You mind?
It's all good, man.
All right, man, hold tight for me, and please don't go nowhere, am I? All right?
Show me the way now, moving
shouts out to who I had as Facebook on Edmonds and Regina Bell for those two cool tracks. Sincere is correct, right? That's her name?
Yes, my name.
Sincere, okay, okay, okay. Now, when do you actually leave for the military?
I'm in infantry.
Huh?
I'm infantry.
I can't hear you.
I said I'm infantry.
What does that mean?
I'm like, when we go over there, I'm on the front lines, I'm on the ground, so I'm pretty much actually fighting. I'm not like a mechanic who sticks in the cars. I'm like, actually have a gun and I'm fighting. I'm fighting a war.
But I'm sure you're not scared of anything right now because you've actually been training everything, I'm sure, by now.
Mm-hmm.
But on my end, I would be like, wow, like, that is real crazy. Oh, you're from Bed-Stuy anyway, so, you know. That shouldn't be no problem. I mean, what goes on over there in Bed-Stuy?
Word. That's all good. Like I knew going into it, you know, you got to have heart to go into the military. You can't go in there and be scared. I mean, you can't do that. So I knew going in there what I was getting into. So,
when you actually, I don't know, like, people that I know, I mean, people that I know of, I mean, this dude that knew him for quite some time, he's in there, but he's like, he's a Navy SEAL, and he's like, he's been in there for quite some time. He's like a high rank now, so he doesn't really go out, and like, unless it's like that bad, where, you know, then he goes out. But, you know, then my uncle just retired from there, and another kid, he's about to come out, because like, he's like, he can't, you know, he's like, he ain't up for it no more. But he got to wait till that thing ends. But, you know, I don't know how it really is. I mean, are the drill sergeants, they're really tough on you?
I mean, when I went to the basic, yeah, there was. You know, they had to be or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I mean, now not so much because I'm not, like, at the time, I'm not doing anything for them at the time.
Uh-huh.
I'm just waiting to be deployed.
Uh-huh.
But if we was in basic, yeah, it was hard on us.
Now, how does the pay work, which was with you? How does that work?
I mean, like I said, right now I'm not getting paid because I'm not doing anything. When I go over, we get a lot of, like, with the military, all of the money in the military is tax-free.
Uh-huh.
It's tax-free money. So, look at, like, it's like, you get a lot of benefits for, like, you get, I don't remember the exact term for all of the payments that you get, but you get a lot of it, like family separation payments, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of it, you're looking at about $100,000 a year.
Wow, that's pretty good. That's good. Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, this is another. I mean, it's great to do fight for the country, the case may be. But another thing is this. I see a lot of veterans that are out here. They have the hardest time with different things, you know, or, you know, they're like lost. You know what I mean? That's a bad part I get about it. They can't get help from nowhere.
That is true. They don't drive veterans right. And I mean, the thing about my plan is I don't plan to be in the military my whole life. I plan to get what I need to get. Like, it just so happened I signed up for the military at the time while we was in war. And that's just how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I just, like, I wanted to get in the military and get out while I was still young. Because all I got to do 4 years.
Okay.
I want to get in and get out while I'm still young. So after, I still have my whole life ahead of me. And I still have a skill and a trade and all of that. So I just wanted to get in and get out. As for the veterans, I'm pretty sure by the time they retired, like, either there was something wrong or, like, they never adjusted back to how life is supposed to be, you know what I mean? They never got adjusted.
That's absolutely true, and they really messed up right now. You know, mentally and physically, they just messed up, and, like, they the health is, like, they can't get it.
It's true.
I guess that's why, you know, Obama's trying to fight for that, man, you know. And, you know, if there could a lot of things out, it wouldn't be the war and stuff that it is. I'm not knocking you in there saying, you know, I know, you know, you want to get some type of, you know, compensation for, you know, at least being in the military, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, I worried a lot when my uncle was in there, when family was in there fighting. I know they were out there, and I worry, you know, because you never know, you know.
I know what you mean.
And I mean, is it easier doing? Because I know some. I know my one of my uncles. He was doing the guys that be out the reserve, like the reserve that they be like out on the streets, like, you know, when he had like 9/11, they were out on the streets.
Yeah, the National Reserve. Well, the National Guard.
He was on National Guard, and he actually got called out actually to Iraq. You know what I mean? I'm like, they called you to Iraq, and you just doing your National Guard. He's like, yeah, sometimes they get pulled too. I'm like, wow.
That is true. Like, they send in, like, it's a surge of 20 to 30,000 more soldiers to go over there.
Wow.
I guess it's another surge of soldiers that they out there.
Wow. All right, man, hold tight for me, man. I'm going to come back and talk to you some more, all right?
All right, man.
Yeah. You're my everything. You know? Everything I ever wanted. First time I saw you, thought to myself, don't I know you, girl? You stole my heart, and I cannot lie. Wish I was your kind of guy. Wish I was the one that you wanted to claim, want to spend your time with.
Baby, you love.
Check it. Got me going out my head, got me thinking strange feelings, girl. You're the only one that makes me feel this,
and baby, you love.
Got me imagining what it looks like in the mirror, girl. I'm so glad that I got at you. I'm so glad that you was with me.
The answer for every question I have. There's no way that I deserve you. Girl, you got me so high in love. I know it. Girl, my everyday is because of you.
Tell me twice, knew it when I looked in your eyes. It was gonna be you and I, babe. Brought you into my life, and so come into my world. Wanna be your boy? I want you to be my girl, the one that I love. I put above everything. Yeah, got me going out my head, got me thinking strange feelings. Got me, 'cause you're the only one that makes me feel this way. Flying over the moon, I wanna be the one you're coming home to.
Smooth with a banger.
Yeah.
Lie.
What it do, shawty? You know it ain't chicken if you got it.
Chicken if you got it, what you asking?
Shawty, you know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Have anything you want to. Cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know it ain't
chicken if you got it. Chicken if you got it. Chicken if you got it. Chicken if you got it, what you asking? Chicken if you got it, chicken if you got it, chicken if you got it, what you asking? Chicken if you got it, what you asking? I'm on pilot, a walking piece of profit, and everybody know it ain't tricking if you got it. I'm digging in my pocket while I'm sipping this Bacardi. Might know a couple dollars here, plenty if you're smiling. You drizzle on your pilot, but I really ain't beside it. You still it though, I got it, cause it really ain't the object. Just open out your body while you body, body. Like, don't stop it, let me go back in my wallet.
You know that I got that cash. You don't even have to ask. Hey, have anything you want to. Cause I can make it rain on you. Cause you know what I'm saying.
Chicken if you got it, chicken if you got it, chicken if you got it, what you asking? Chicken if you got it, chicken if you got it, chicken if you got it, what you asking?
Oh, yes, she's so debonair. The way her body body moves, I can't help but stop and stare. Pull the sack out of my pocket and say, can I touch you there? Without no, when I think that happens, I think.
All right, Sincere. What actually brought you to Blog Talk Radio?
Actually, what it is, I just wanted a free realm to voice my opinion and say whatever it is I feel needs to be said. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty much, that was Blog Talk Radio. Because that's pretty much what it is. It's a venue for any individual who wants to voice their opinion and just say what they feel needs to be said and say what they feel the world needs to hear.
And so far, what is your ratings look like so far? I don't know how long you've been on, you know, before I came across you. Like, how long how long you've been doing it?
I've been on for about, I want to say, a week or two now.
Oh, okay. So you're fairly new with this.
Yeah, I'm pretty new.
Okay.
Pretty new to Blog Talk.
Man, it's a headache sometimes, let me tell you, doing shows. Also, I miss a headache sometimes. Matt, if it's cool to ask, what was your race?
The last show I did, I got 22 listeners, something like that.
Okay, wow. Okay. That's pretty good, man. That's pretty good. Now, you black? Are you black?
I'm mixed.
Huh?
I'm mixed, actually.
Oh, you're mixed? Okay.
Damn.
Actually, let's see here. I got a couple more jams I need to hook up right here. You got any questions for me or any, you know, anything you want to mention or anything?
Yeah, I did want to ask, like, how do you come across out of the your guest? How do you come across it?
Well, you gotta Google me one day. It's time out to find out who I really am. I'm a former artist, of course. I used to sing with a group. And I actually left the group in actually early 90s, mid-90s, I'm sorry, 95. And I did some acting. And, you know, I'm in the industry, periodically. I'm in the industry. And I worked for BET for some time, you know, MTV. I worked for, did some work for CBS. So, you know, that's kind of when I kind of, my career kind of took a downfall. You know, I started working behind the scenes, and then I came back and started doing this Blog Talk Radio thing, and it kicked off for me. And you know, that's what basically the summer, you know, a little summary. And as far as with the guests, actually, I had kind of most some of them I had met at when I was working at BET, and I kind of kept in touch with them. You know, and then when I had started my show, I called a lot of them up and, you know, said, you know, when they had albums out or when they was having something coming out, you know, I called, hit them up and said, you know, we'll come on my show, you know, and I'll interview you, we'll talk about it. And they said, sure. And from there, you know, I went to the album release parties or the listening parties and, you know, I met other people that were in the business and, you know, I connected with them, you know, and kind of got on my show as well. So that's how it kind of worked.
I feel you. I actually Googled you right here and getting a lot of stuff about you and the New Boys.
Yeah. It was, that interview actually got a lot of listeners because it was an altercation between us. One of them, I asked them a question about the agent. One of them got smart with me and it hit the fan since then. That's why they're coming back on the show to, like, straighten out that whole situation, you know, because it got out of hand, you know what I mean? I didn't, like, get back at them because they're young. They're under 18, and, I mean, I'm an adult, so if I come at a 17-year-old kid like that, it's gonna be something, you know, gonna look at me. So, you know, I had to let them have it, you know, just for that particular, you know, point. But I want to get them back on, you know, to handle a professional way, you know.
I'm not sure.
What I had in mind, you know, I wanted to go at them, but, you know, I said, no, they're 17 years old. Let it go. You're older than them, you know. So I let it go.
I know what you mean.
But, yeah, they were on the show for, I think, like 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, my first. They were on it recently on the show. I see that's some good guests coming up on the show pretty soon. It's gonna be announced probably in the next couple of days. I'm gonna be announcing the guest that's gonna be on the show.
Man, I definitely pay attention. I definitely be around.
Well, listen, tomorrow. Let me see. No, I can't announce anything right here while we're on live because it's gonna be a lot of people that tune in after, either now or after. They're gonna archive it, and archive is gonna fill up very quickly. So, I don't want to announce who's actually coming on, because you know they're gonna hear it and they're gonna be here. But this is your number you call from. It's a cell number.
Yeah, it's my cellular.
Is it cool if I call after we do the show?
Yeah, it's cool.
All right, so I'm going to, but don't go nowhere, but I'm going to call you after the show, and I'm going to tell you, you know, let you know where to come at, you know, so you can get, you know, get an opportunity to ask to get some questions, whatever the case may be, all right?
No doubt.
No, that's giving you a heads up, because you've got that priority right now since you co-host with me today. Let me jump into just try for music, so, child, man, I'm going to be right back with you, all right?
All right, no doubt, man.
They gon' hate anyway.
now I'm rocking with the best, 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 best. I'll make you forget about the rest, 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 rest.
Having sex with you, it's like making hits. We got egos, they can't tell us that we ain't the shit, no. I'm in your mix like the number one record, and the beat goes on and on. And it don't stop, you keep going from the night all through the day.
When you're breaking it down, it's like a chop shop. Cut it like some blades on a caddy. That's how you're working for daddy. Every time you put that on, you are now rocking with the best, 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 best. I'll make you forget about your ass. This is one race where you don't wanna come first. I know what I'm.
Keep trying, all it takes is one phone call to my trap, you jack. Sipping, send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck with the bump. Biggie in the truck, in the buck to my double. Let me see you do the bank head if you're rich. It's the rap made with the QB. And I got all my sisters in man.
You know I do my thing. I'ma get my drink on and party like it's okay. Trust me, man, it's okay. Bounce with me in slow mo. When they hear the kid in the house, they're like, oh no, 50 got them open again. They open again. Got them sipping on that juice and gin. You can find me in the background, burning that backwood. Styling, stunting, doing my two step frontin'. Now I'ma tell you what them told me, homie. Just lose the parental discretion. Advise this is both for music. Now blend it in with me. As I proceed to break it down, it's always off the chain, man. When I'm around, I play the block pumpin'. It was all for the dough. I get the club jumping, cause I'm sick with the flow. You know it's so loud, like wherever I go. I jam back the show, man, that's for sure. I got the info, you already know. Man, I get it popping in the club. Everybody show me love, let's go.
You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Flip back, turn the music up a little bit. Now I'm swinging, now shout it, let's get in the room. You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Quit playing, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, honey, let's get in.
You wanna search me, then search me, but hurry up, cause I'm thirsty. I need that brand in my system, pee on my thoughts, listen. In clubs, through bays, with a chick to go both ways. Let me see that ID, just a room full. Put a drink till the worm is gone. Hit the dance floor like a scene from softball. For it pop, make a sign of disclaimer. Try to get me on some pop, cause these tricks are framing. But in any event, he fucking with 50, it makes sense. Sense into them dollars, the hoes wanna holler. But you looking at a nigga that them came from the squalor. Now my money's so long, I could pop your collar. Now follow, say nothing, let me see you swallow. In my crib, got the cold air bathroom, no problem. In the club, feed the liquor of the wise, we starving. So much green, getting twisted like potato.
addicted to the drama. Only attracted to things that'll bring the trauma. Overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, then you're bound to get outraged. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach and what you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Some guidance from above. The people got me questioning.
Peace is so strong. Why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs. Chemical gases filling lungs of little ones.
All the girls jacking, beat steady knocking. Middle of the stage, got the whole club rocking. Shawty, you can hate, but your girl steady watching. Bitch, you can't do it on the she popping. We bottle popping, you blocking. Told the girl you rap, but your CD flopping. Say you're getting money, man, we ain't seen nothing. No. Your girl is persistent, she ain't stopping. Man, she say she wanna. I keep the feet about a pound. The truck stay bunking, y'all know we run the town. And I keep a bad chick around. Long hair, yellow, white, red, brown. And my Chevy sit on 24.
Flash look like flapjack.
Pancake, you know. I'ma play the game how it go. They can take me out the hood, but I'ma keep it hood, folks. And I don't need a scale for the work. I can eyeball, girl. I am not too jerk, girl. Hating on me will make your situation worse. You don't wanna take a ride in that long black hearse. All eyes on me, shout her, I'ma bomb first. I'm the truth, and they say the truth hurts. Hustle me, hard work, hard work. If you can't go to church, man, this rap stuff is easy. Every beat I get, I murder. I'm a hood. I keep the peak about a pound. The truck stay bunking, y'all know we run the town. And I keep a bad chick around. Long hair, yellow, white, red, brown. And my Chevy sit on 24.
Flash look like flapjack.
Pancake, you know. I'ma play the game how it go. They can take me out the hood, but I'ma keep it hood, folks. Get like you,
no.
Get like me.
Me.
EB Zoo, we don't rock white tees. Classic Capri, butt nicks on the feed. I count with Bay the Nate, 10 pair every week. Menage A3,
your
girl, me to sleep. Z-O-E, climax to the P. I see you now, you see me. You don't see, I see you with me.
Cause I'm a hood.
I keep the feet about a pound. The truck stay punkin', y'all know we run the town. And I keep a bad chick around.
Big chick.
Long hair, yellow, white, red, brown.
Maybe we can. fussing fight. I just wanna let you know I'm feeling good tonight. I want you to take my hand and promise you'd be cool, because I know you like the way that I'm moved. Oh boy, you bring me joy. Some try to plague me, but they can't fake me. Oh, you bring me joy. You know, when I think of you, I'm thinking of myself. I just wanna be with you, my friend, and no one else. It's not hard to say what I feel, because you know that my love is for real. Oh, boy, I'll be your toy. Come on and play with me and never leave me. Oh, boy, you got it going on and you satisfy me. You satisfy me.